Lesson 15.
Words to the text.
Christopher Columbus.
Voyage.
Across.
The Atlantic Ocean.
Argue.
Sailor.
Scholar.
Prince.
Sail.
Europe.
European.
Dreamer.
Faith.
Spain.
Spanish.
Interested in.
Route.
India.
Ship.
So that.
Carry out.
Cross.
Inhabit.
Rejoice.
Rejoicing.
Hail.
Epoch making.
Discovery.
Line.
Honor.
To do somebody honor.
Respect.
Jealous.
Be jealous of.
Discoverer.
Seaman.
Italy.
Dinner.
Conceited.
Uncomfortable.
Beyond.
Coast.
Island.
Fuss.
Gentleman.
Guest.
Experiment.
Round.
Go the rounds.
Entirely.
Shell.
Upright.
Words to the dialogue.
Absolutely.
Marvelous.
Aeroplane.
Up to date.
Equipment.
Produce.
At home.
Suppose.
Result.
Thanks to. Text.
Christopher Columbus. Christopher Columbus discovered America on the 12th of October, 1492. He had spent 18 years in planning for that wonderful voyage, which he made across the Atlantic Ocean. He had talked and argued with sailors and scholars and princes and kings. By sailing west across the great ocean, he would say, I am sure I can reach lands that have never been visited by Europeans. But he had been laughed at as a foolish dreamer, and few people had any faith in him. Finally, the Spanish king and queen, who were interested in finding a sea route to India, offered him ships and men so that he could carry out his plan. He crossed the ocean and discovered strange lands inhabited by a people unknown to Europeans. He believed these lands to be part of India. Early in 1493, Columbus returned to Spain. There was great rejoicing in the country, and he was hailed as the hero who had made an epoch-making discovery. Crowds of people lined the streets to do him honor, and the king and queen welcomed him to their palace. Never had such great respect been shown to any common man. But there were people who were jealous of the discoverer. "Who is this Columbus?" they asked. "What has he done? Is he not an ordinary seaman from Italy? And could not any other person sail across the ocean as he has done? One day, Columbus was at a dinner given in his honour. At the party were several of these conceited fellows, who very soon tried to make him uncomfortable. "You have discovered strange lands beyond the sea," they began, "but what of that? We do not see why there should be so much fuss about it. Anybody can sail across the ocean, and anybody can coast along the islands on the other side, just as you have done. It is the simplest thing in the world." Columbus made no answer. But after a while, he took an egg from a dish and said to the guests, "Who among you, gentlemen, can make this egg stand on end?" One guest after another tried the experiment. When the egg had gone the rounds, and none had succeeded, all said that it could not be done. Then Columbus took the egg and struck its small end gently upon the table so as to break the shell a little. After that, there was no trouble in making it stand upright. "Gentlemen," said he, "what can be easier than this? And yet you said it was impossible. It is the simplest thing in the world. Anybody can do it, after he has been shown how." Dialogue.
An industrial exhibition.
"Hello, comrade. I hear you've been to the exhibition. Well, how was it?"
"Absolutely marvellous. There were all sorts of machines, cars, tractors, aeroplanes, and lots of up-to-date equipment."
"All produced at home, I suppose."
"Quite right. The result of so many years of hard work. Industry has certainly done a great deal during these years."
"And it's doing a lot more, thanks to the party. Well, I think I really ought to go and see the exhibition sometime this week."
After some time, I finally made up my mind. Bad.